You're listening to Chris Thomas King's haunting rendition of Hard Time, Killing Floor Blues. It speaks to the hardship that the common man faced during the Great Depression. Hopeless souls wandered from door to door looking for a little relief. The song hits a little close to home during this scary pandemic. Hopefully you're not wandering from door to door, but you get the point. And what better thing to do while stuck at home during the pandemic than watch some good movies? Hi everyone, welcome back to the Glow Network's Movie Mondays. The song you just heard was recorded for our movie this week, the Coen Brothers' fantastic comedy, O Brother, Where Art Thou? As always, here's our obligatory spoiler warning. We're going to be digging into the plot, so go give it a watch if you haven't yet. In fact, go binge the Coen Brothers movies. They're all great. Anyway, released in 2000, O Brother, Where Art Thou? Follows Ulysses Everett McGill, played by a fast-talking George Clooney, and his chain gang partners through 1930s Mississippi on their search for freedom and buried cash from an old bank robbery. Full of action, intrigue, and a banging old-timey soundtrack, it's a delightful standalone movie. But its real claim to fame is its parallels with the Odyssey, the ancient Greek epic by Homer. Now, these parallels are hardly well hidden. I mean, the movie opens with a title card displaying the first few lines of the Odyssey. But this week, we're going deep to uncover every last Odyssey reference in the movie. Now, I'm guessing that most of you Glow listeners have at least a vague idea of what the Odyssey is. But if you don't, and you missed Penelope's fantastic piece on the Homeric works last week over on the main channel, check that out if you have time, here's a quick summary. And I'm going to skip the spoiler warning on the Odyssey, because come on, it's like 3,000 years old. The story begins with our, in quotes here, hero, Odysseus, more on that later, setting sail for home after helping to win the 10-year-long Trojan War. Over the next 10 years, he loses his crew and his ship to a cannibalistic cyclops, a sorceress that turns his crew into pigs, and sea monsters, among myriad other hazards. And the whole time he's away, there's a horde of men living in his palace trying to woo his wife. When Odysseus finally makes it home, he kills all of them, just savagely murders them. Then he, his wife, and his 20-year-old son that he's never seen live happily ever after. Yeah, right. Now, we've talked about some other classics-based movies before, namely 300 and Gladiator, but the Coens did something unique by making a modern adaptation of the ancient story. The brothers put a lot of Odyssey references in this movie, and most of it is at surface level. Character names and plot points are noticeably lifted from the ancient epic. The astute among you may have noticed that the main character is named Ulysses, which is the Latin version of Odysseus. And our Ulysses meets his own violent cyclops in the form of an eyepatch-wearing, club-wielding John Goodman. We'll get into more examples like that so you can sound smart at parties, but the movie also tried to incorporate some of the Odyssey's deeper themes. According to an interview with the brothers, Tim Nelson, who plays Delmar, one of Ulysses' companions, studied classics at Brown and had read the text in the original Greek, so they definitely knew what they were doing. Man, classicists are nuts, am I right? Later on, we'll be hearing from Emily Wilson, a British scholar and the first woman to translate the Odyssey. She has a brilliant thesis on the themes of the Odyssey, and we'll be looking at some of the ways O Brother deals with similar issues. Who deserves to go home, for example? What does it mean to be a hero? What does it mean to be other? Stick with us while we say a few words from our sponsors, and when we get back, we'll tackle these questions and more in our discussion of O Brother, Where Art Thou? Here on Glow's Movie Mondays.